Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Schadenfreude. It's the pleasure derived by someone from another person's misfortune. So it's getting joy from someone else's difficulty. A little kid might exhibit this concept after having a fight with another kid and then seeing that other kid get into trouble. Sounds immature, but it even happens among grown adults. Some people are suffering from the coronavirus after contracting the disease. Other people are going through the pain of having a loved one or close friend die from this pandemic. Many other people are quarantined and feeling the pressures of loneliness while bills pile up and savings accounts are depleted. It's a challenging time for all of us. But it's also a time when certain people are feeling a great opportunity, even joy, as to what's going on. Sounds strange and immature, but it's going on right now. By now, it's well known that New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted a celebration of the news that U.S. equity markets crashed with oil prices turning negative for the first time in history. She tweeted, "You absolutely love to see it." She posted another tweet, quote, "This snapshot is being acknowledged as a turning point in the climate movement, a key opportunity," end of quote. Yes, a key opportunity. The Washington Post chief correspondent wrote that this is an opportunity to get America to look at government differently. Bernie Sanders wrote that this is an opportunity to rethink the assumptions of our system. Then you have the presumed Democrat candidate for President Joe Biden, who addressed his wealthy donors with a sense of glee that this tragedy was giving him such an opportunity. He said, quote, "I believe because, sort of, the blinders that have been taken off because of the COVID crisis, I think people are realizing, my Lord, look at what is possible. Look at the institutional changes we can make. And if I sound like I'm excited, I am," end of quote. Biden's comments are somewhat reminiscent of comments made by South Carolina Representative Jim Clyburn, that the pandemic gives Democrats, quote, "a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision," end of quote. That won him an elevation by Nancy Pelosi as the head of a new coronavirus oversight committee. Now, as long as you see a crisis as an opportunity for the liberal agenda, you're seen as a hero. Bill Maher once infamously said he was hoping for the bottom to fall out of the economy so the country could enter a recession. He believed it was the way to get rid of Donald Trump. Maher added, quote, "Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy," end of quote. So there are those who are either rejoicing at the devastation this virus has caused our economy, regardless of the horrendous impact it's had on the average working person, or are focusing on the tremendous opportunities it's bringing to the political arena. And yes, some are even excited about the prospects this murderous pandemic has presented. Schadenfreude. People are deriving pleasure from others' misfortune at this time. Yes, it might seem a shame that some people are suffering or dying or losing their life savings, but think of the good that can come out of this. This might be the opportunity to finally get rid of Trump and his administration. Political parties always look for opportunities to exploit the other party. That's part of our system. It happens on both sides of the aisle. But to celebrate and rejoice at another's pain, this is not what our system is about, nor should it be. It's sad, but it's mostly shameful. It will come back to bite them. For those who wish for these things to happen for political gain, it can only be said, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.